Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It is so good to see all of you on this Pentecost Sunday, and we are glad that you came out to worship with us today, and we want to welcome those that may be listening online later this week, and welcome them as they join in with the service online. And a little bit later on, we're going to be talking a little bit about who helps us with our God possibilities in life. So, as we begin, let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria. Let's join together for our call to worship this morning. In rushing wind and cleansing fire,
Thy Spirit,
in courage found and faith renewed,
Thy Spirit fills our hearts
with longing. In vision seen and dreams made real,
Thy Spirit takes
away our fear. In rushing wind and cleansing fire, well, let's join together there. If you want to use your hymn book, hymn number 332, God of Grace and God of Glory, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint this morning. God of Grace and God of Glory, church's story, bring her bud to glorious flower. Grant us wisdom, grant us courage for the facing of this hour, for the facing of this hour. Lo, the host of evil assail his ways, fears and doubts too long have bound us. Free our hearts to faith and praise. Grant us wisdom, grant us courage for the living of these days, for the living of these days. Toward Thy children's warring madness, bend our pride to Thy control. Shame our wanton selfish gladness, rich in things and poor in soul. Grant us wisdom, grant us courage, lest we miss Thy kingdom's goal. Lest we miss Thy kingdom's goal. Ah, yes, that's it. Never know what Carla recorded. Well, let's join together and for our opening prayer there in the bulletin. God of wind and flame, pour out your Holy Spirit on a world in need of Pentecost fire. Fill your people with courage and power, and set our hearts ablaze that we may spread the news of your salvation. Amen. And you may be seated, and I'm going to invite our kids to come forward. They would make their way this morning. Wow, we got a bunch. We could have 3 or 4, and then guess what she said? Or 12. 10. Close. 10 this morning. It's good to see all you guys today. Okay, this is Pentecost Sunday. And what in the world is Pentecost? Well, Penta is like 5. And so Pentecost is about 50. So it's 50 days after Easter, after Jesus rose from the grave. And it's when Jesus went back to the Father in heaven. And guess what he did? Jesus sent the Holy Spirit. Now, what's the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is God's presence that's just like Jesus. And that's what the Holy Spirit does. If we open ourselves up and say, Holy Spirit, come and live in me. Come and live in me. So it's not a scary spirit. And it's not a ghostly spirit. It's God's presence. And so we invite God's presence to come and live in us. And so when Jesus said, told his disciples, I'm going to send, what's it say up there? Another companion. Another companion. What's a companion? What do you think? Okay, a pet or a friend? Okay? So who's your best friend? You got one? Okay, there you go. Hey, what about your favorite pet? You got a cat or a dog or a gerbil or guinea pig? Maybe a real pig. Yeah. So they are like, you like to hang out with them? Jesus said that God's Spirit is like a friend because it's God's presence with us. In other words, it's like God or Jesus is our friend. It goes with us wherever, so we're never alone. Jesus is always with us. You've heard me say that many times, haven't you? That God is always with us and Jesus is always with us. But technically, how that happens is because of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And so when we say, when we sing that song about, since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart. Wait a minute. How in the world, how can Jesus come into our heart? Does he like walk in there? Is he walking around inside of us? Oh, he comes because of him. Spirit fills us up. And that's what Pentecost is all about. Jesus said, wait in that upper room. He's talking to his disciples. And he says, you're going to wait there because I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit who will give you power and courage. And you'll speak out what I want you to speak and do those things that I want you to do. In other words, we're gifted. We have all these gifts and abilities. One day, you're going to grow up, and you're going to do things that maybe not everybody else can do. Or you'll do similar things like other people do. You never know what you're going to do. Never know. But that's because God's Spirit in us helps us to see that, and gives us a desire to do that, and we find happiness and joy from doing that. And you know what that all means? We, you and I, and we'll include them too. We can include them too. We are more than what we think we are. You might be thinking, I'm little. I'm weak. I can't do that. You may be able to do more than you think you can because you are more than you think you are because God's Spirit lives in us. Jesus lives with us. God is with us. So whatever we face in life, we are more than we think we are. Can you say that with me? I am, say it with me, I am more than I think I am. Now, if you think you're Superwoman or Batman or Underdog, are you That's that superhero doll. No. If you feel like that, then you keep feeling like that. Because it just might be God's Spirit that gives us that courage and confidence to be all we can be. All right? Okay. You can go downstairs this morning. And as they're heading down, we're going to go to our time of prayer. And maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share this morning. And we want to give you an opportunity to share that. So, yes. Oh, okay. So, well, yes, we want to lift up Rob in our prayers this morning and pray for him. Somebody else. Yep.
Unspoken.
Okay. Unspoken this morning. Someone else. Yep.
Kathy, our sister, fell on the ground this week.
Oh. Yep. We want to keep Kathy in our prayers with that broken ankle. All right, somebody else? Yep.
From the prayer chain, we had a big week. Ian Carol Walker's son-in-law is back at Grandview with an altar. And then Georgia and her tents. Gina had Cabal have eye surgery Tuesday.
Who does?
Gene Cabal.
Oh, that's right, yes. Oh, wait a minute. Whose name was the heart surgery?
Haskell.
Susan and did you say Mel?
M-E-L-C-H. Melch.
Okay. Never heard that name before. All right. Somebody else. Yep. So we want to remember Amy in our prayers. Definitely. Very serious there. Yes. Linda?
My sister-in-law got moved from Ohio State to Dorothy Love, but she has a long recovery yet.
Yes. And I got your slip, so I'll put her on. I already moved her over to the monthly, but yeah. But we want to remember Linda this morning. And somebody else. Somebody else.
Feel good and have minimal effects from the chemotherapy.
Yes. So I hope everybody caught that and understood that. Yes. Go ahead, Don.
The passing of Bud Schroeder. He was my dad's cousin.
Bud, what was the last name?
Schroeder.
That's what I thought he said. Okay. Huh. So we want to remember the Schroeder family and with the loss of that loved one this morning. Anybody else? Yes. Okay, so we want to remember the Stillwell family for the loss of the loved one there. All right, anybody else? Different ones there. Got a long list today. We want to remember Cheryl, who is going through treatments. And so we want to keep her in our prayers. And we want to continue lifting up Greg. And for continued healing until they figure out all that they're planning on doing there. Continue to pray for strength for Carla and also for Brad, who fell off a ladder this week, hit his head on the boat in the barn, and went to the emergency room. Thank God, and this was one of my first concerns, thank God there's no bleeding. No bleeding, but he may have had a concussion because she said he had a horrible headache when they went to the emergency room. And appreciate your prayers for him.
I had a joy this week. When I took Chase over to Reynoldsburg, I got to visit with my mom's brother, my uncle Bill Chase. And he turned 90 and he just moved into assisted living at the end of May, so it was a joy to see him. He's doing well and adjusting well to the move, so it's a joy to see him and get to hear some stories and share some time with him.
Yes, so wonderful. Somebody else? Anybody else? All right, well, there's quite a few there, and if any of those names happen to pop into your head or you remember some of them, you can lift them up. As he has something played there, and or you can lift up something of your own, maybe you couldn't mention, and then I'll come and close us out. Lord, as we pause today, we want to just thank you for the outpouring of your Holy Spirit that took place in that upper room so, so long ago, that set the church in motion, or what we today call the church, your followers that gather in your name and worship and pray and read the scriptures together and talk about them and hear about them and all of that, and then sent them forth in power to be witnesses and to be gifted, to be used, to make a difference in their world and in the lives of people that they come into contact with. And so, Lord, we're thankful that we are gifted in the same way and empowered in the same way by the Holy Spirit. And so as we celebrate that today, may you once again pour out your Spirit upon us in a fresh way. that we might be gifted and courageous and well-spoken and use us to be a blessing to people that we come into contact with every day. And we're thankful for that. And Lord, we want to lift up all those that have been mentioned today. There's lots of them, Lord. We're lifting up Jim. We're lifting up Jean. We're lifting up Georgia, Ian, Kathy today, Rob, Linda, Lord, Brad and Carla, Greg today, for Cheryl today, Dave and Donna, Helke, Billy, Susan, Mage, Amy, Linda, Jill. Lord, we just lift up every one of these, all those names that I just mentioned today that are in need of your healing touch, your strength. Some are facing surgeries. Some are recovering from surgeries. Some are going through treatments. Some just need your healing touch in their bodies with the various things that they're facing, Lord. Some are trying to recover, Lord. We just pray for strength and health and for all of these. Not only that, Lord, but for courage and faith, Lord, in the grace in the midst of these times, that, Lord, they can just be overwhelming, discouraging at times. Keep their spirits up and their faith high, Lord, we pray. Lord, we lift up the Schroyer family, the Stillwell family, God, with the loss of these loved ones today, Lord, that you would just minister and bring your comfort, your strength, and Lord, grace them with your presence. And we're thankful for that. Lord, we lift up the unspoken need today. Lord, you know what that need is. We ask that you administer there. And Lord, we just ask your blessing upon the rest of our time as we gathered in your name, and you said that you are with us in our midst, and we believe that today. As we break the bread of your word, may it speak to our hearts. Just encourage us and strengthen us and help us to understand how the Holy Spirit works in and through our lives, that's there for us every day. And Lord, we also ask that your presence will just fill us with your grace, with your forgiveness, with your love and kindness as we share at the table today. Strengthen our faith, receive, that we may receive your grace, that we can go forth and be your children as you've called us to be. As we ask all of these things this morning in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy Well, thank you for praying with us this morning. Now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. Thank you so much for your generosity and your faithfulness in giving. And it's how we continue to reach out and make a difference in our world and continue the work of the ministry of the church here. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Let's join together there for our prayer of dedication. God of Pentecostal fire, may our offering bring the warmth of your love and the glory of your holy flame to those who need it. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading is coming from John chapter 14. It is our lectionary reading, and we're going to be reading some different verses there throughout there, 12 through, I think I'm doing 12 through 17 and 26 through 27 there, if you happen to be following along in your Bible. But let's begin there. I assure you that whoever believes in me will do the works that I do. They will do even greater works than these because I'm going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask for in my name so that the Father can be glorified in the Son. When you ask me for anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. I will ask the Father and he will send another companion who will be with you forever. This companion is the Spirit of Truth, whom the world can't receive because it neither sees him nor recognizes him. You know him because he lives in you and will be with you. I won't leave you as orphans. I will come to you. The companion, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I told you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I give to you not as the world gives. Don't be troubled or afraid. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Amen and amen. Well, a company's CEO was scheduled to speak at an important business convention. So he asked one of his brightest employees to write him a punchy 20-minute speech. When the CEO returned, he was furious. "What's the idea of writing me an hour-long speech? Half the audience walked out before I finished." The employee was baffled. "I wrote you a 20-minute speech," he replied. "I also gave you two extra copies that you asked for." That might have been a long one there. I want to talk to you this morning about we are more than we think. I don't know if I've ever told you about one of my favorite theologians. See if you know his name. His name is Charles Schultz. Charles Schultz. In a series that he put together one time, Snoopy, that hound of heaven, said of his faithful friend and companion Woodstock, "Someday Woodstock is going to be a great eagle. He's going to soar thousands of feet above the earth." About that time, Woodstock takes off, gets up 100 feet high, and then starts soaring for a little while, and then begins to twirl all around and in crazy movements. If you've ever seen the Snoopy, any of the Snoopy shows, you know how that happens. And Snoopy had second thoughts and says, "Well, maybe just 100 feet high." About that time, we see in the background Woodstock plummet to the ground, lies on his back. And you know that little half-dazed little thing that appears above his head. And Snoopy goes, "Well, maybe he's just one of those eagles that walks around on earth." I like that because of this. It's so easy, isn't it, to have great aspirations, yet see only our limitations at times. And then we end up missing those God possibilities for our lives and for the church. The story of Pentecost is the story of what Jesus' followers can do because the Holy Spirit was poured out upon their lives. And while Jesus was preparing his followers for his departure from this earth, he readies them for what is possible. Let me read those words again. "I assure you that whoever believes in me will do the works that I do." Now, we can stop right there. And I don't know about you, that sounds pretty amazing, doesn't it? But Jesus doesn't stop there. He says, "They will do even greater works than these because I'm going to the Father." In other words, because the Holy Spirit will be poured out upon us, we'll be gifted, and all together, all of us, can make a difference doing those things that Jesus asks us to do. And in this process, Jesus introduces them to a new character, at least a new character in the story of John, the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit. And that's what Jesus taught them. What did Jesus taught them? Or what did Jesus teach them? I guess I should say it that way. That the Holy Spirit is our companion. Our companion. I was talking to the kids a little bit about that. And that makes me think of it this way. The Holy Spirit is a friend who stands with us. The Holy Spirit is a friend who stands with us. The word there that's used for companion, sometimes you see it appear in English translation as counselor. Sometimes it's the advocate. Sometimes it's translated as comforter. But that word there, parakleto, means one called beside us. And so Jesus was trying to get them to see that I'm sending God's Spirit who will be with you and beside you all the way. In other words, who will be our companion. Our companion who encourages us and comforts us and helps us and empowers us. Eugene Peterson, in his translation, if you've ever read from The Message, it's a paraphrase. He translates paraclete as friend. Friend. And that's where I got that idea there, that the Holy Spirit is a friend who stands with us. Because the paraclete reminds us the Holy Spirit is the friend who supports and doesn't abandon us. Jesus said, I will not leave you as orphans. You're not alone. You may feel like you're alone in this world at times, but Jesus is with us. God is with us. The Spirit is with us. The friend who encourages us stays beside us through thick and thin. Why? Why is that? Because the Holy Spirit is the continuing presence of Jesus in our lives today. Now, John, and Jesus in John tells us that in one way, but Paul does it by, when you read his letters, he'll be going along and he'll be talking about the Spirit of Christ, and all of a sudden he'll start talking about the Holy Spirit. He interchanges them because that's the way we experience the presence of Jesus in our lives today, is because of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the abiding presence of Jesus, the one who is our advocate and friend, the one who speaks and acts in our lives, the one who empowers us as the church to go forth and extend God's love and grace. And so today, as I was talking with the kids, I was thinking about that. You know, when we say Jesus lives in us, how's that happen? Well, it's because of the Holy Spirit who is with us on life's journey. And Jesus tells us that in John by telling us, he says, I'm going to send another companion. That little word, another, is a Greek word that means one just like me. Not me, not Jason, but remember, Jesus was saying it. The Father will send one just like me, just like Jesus, and that's the Holy Spirit in our lives. The Holy Spirit is our companion. Second thing is the Holy Spirit is our guide, and Jesus talks about that. He talks about how the Holy Spirit leads us in the truth of Christ. One of the Holy Spirit's primary, and if you read in chapter 15 and 16, where Jesus continues to talk about the Holy Spirit, the companion, one of the Holy Spirit's primary functions is assisting us in acquiring knowledge and remembering Christ's deeds and teaching. You know, sometimes when those thoughts pop back into our head and we remember something Jesus said, or what God said somewhere, like, I will never leave you or forsake you, you know, or my grace is sufficient for you, whatever you're going through. That's the Holy Spirit reminding us of the things that we see in Scripture. And it's a beautiful thing if you think about it. Memory, insight, which is a word that means those things just kind of pop back into our head when we kind of least expect it, and remind us. And worship. Memory, insight, and worship are the primary moments when we experience the Holy Spirit's guidance in our lives. Problem is, sometimes we lean on those things and jump out on them. But often, we see the Holy Spirit at work in hindsight. Kind of afterwards. We're looking back at something that happened. We go, ah, God was with me. We may not say the Holy Spirit, but we sometimes say, well, God was with me, helping me through that. And it's really the Holy Spirit that is working there. Because the Holy Spirit often shows up in that voice in the back of our head as a whisper. Sometimes through a gut feeling, think, I need to go see so-and-so. Or maybe I need to turn off this road and go that way for a while. Perhaps a Or perhaps there's those times when a person comes to your heart or mind and you think, maybe I need to give them a phone call or pray for them. Or maybe you just had a change of heart or a deeper understanding of something. That's the Holy Spirit working in our lives. And that's often our experience of the Holy Spirit at work. The Holy Spirit at work within us and around us. Let me put it on the other side of the fence. Maybe somebody came up to you that day. You were having a bad day. Somebody out that you don't even know just came up and said something to you and said some words, and those words made a difference in your day. The Holy Spirit at work. And just like those early believers, we have the chance to join in and be amazed at the Spirit's work in our lives. Maybe you've experienced moments when the Spirit has helped you. Can you recall times when the Spirit was at work in your life? Remember, it's so easy to focus on our limitations, but the Holy Spirit reminds us and enables us of our God possibilities. We are meant to soar with the eagles. We are more than we think. Amen and amen. Well, we are going to prepare our hearts this morning to receive communion today. And like we always do, we always begin with a time of thanksgiving and confession. And so we want to take a moment to do that. And I would encourage you, if you'd like to pray with us, to do that there in your seats and receive of God's grace today before we share at the table. So let's pray together. Gracious God, thank you for those times when we have lived by your love through the power of your Holy Spirit. We confess those times when we have lived by fear or selfishness and not by love. Forgive us. Pour your Spirit on these gifts of bread and juice that they may be for us the body and blood of Christ. Pour out your Spirit on us that we may be the body of Christ, one in your Spirit, breathing deeply of your grace, on fire with your love for the healing of the world. Amen. That's kind of a brave, bold prayer that we prayed this morning, isn't it? But not only does he forgive us when we confess, but I believe he also will empower us by the Spirit to go forth and be all of those things in the power of his love. So receive today of his forgiveness in the name of Jesus Christ. Be forgiven, and to receive of his Spirit and go forth gifted and empowered through his love and grace to make a difference in the world today. Amen. Well, I'm going to invite some of our deacons and deaconesses, if they would make their way to help us out this morning as we share at the table. And so, come on. I think there's a bunch of them that are here today. And as they are preparing, I'll grab something. As we are going to receive this morning, Jesus invites us to come and receive at the table. Receive of his grace. And because it's always open to receive today. on that night on when Jesus was handed over. He took the bread, gave thanks, he broke it, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's partake. Later, Jesus took the cup and he gave thanks and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Let's partake. The Apostle Paul said, "As often as we eat of the bread and drink of the cup, we are proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes." Well, let's take a few moments and greet one another and share that blessing, and then we'll close out with our chorus this morning.
Thank you.
Well, I know that you would love to keep chatting, and I love it when I hear it. It's funny because some Sundays when I have you guys do that, it's like slow and quiet at times. And today it's like everybody's moving around and talking. We're going to sing that little chorus here. We'll sing it through twice. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place, 314 in the hymn book, if you want to use that. And so go ahead. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in. Oh, sing it again. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can feel the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Yes, it is. The presence of the Lord is in this place today. Well, let's join together for our benediction. May God's wind inspire us as we journey this week.
May the Spirit of Christ guide us this week.
Go in the Spirit's power, warmed by God's fire and inspired by visions and dreams.
Amen.